All right, let's talk about prioritizing your business actions and say hello to that point in the right direction here with my hands. This is the thing, weird thing about Zoom mirroring. It's like this is actually my left hand, and I had to like learn a point in this direction. Here's my dog. My dog is outside in the yard, so here he is on the Zoom filter here, just for fun. So prioritizing fun, maybe that's really the number one thing you should prioritize, you know, in your business, right? Prioritizing joy and mindful action. But I know that this is something that a lot of you have issues or trouble with, and rightly so. I mean, you are your own boss, and that's the hardest part. It's like you have to figure out what you should be doing with your time. And I just want to give a very simple way of thinking about it. And the simple way is, well, first of all, if you are not sure what you need to be doing at all, like you're just like, well, I could do all kinds of things and I don't have any particular pressure right now. There's no need for like to get clients ASAP. I'm not sure what to do. Then I think you should probably take the biz plan course or re review that course again. And by the way, if you are taking the biz plan course or have taken it and you have a question about what to prioritize there, please go ahead and comment below and I'm happy to you know, respond to you. Basically, when it comes to prioritizing, I think the simplest way for me to talk about it is just, well, I've got these series of courses, right? Like, and each course is essentially, think about it this way, each course that I teach is essentially a prioritization exercise right there. It's like, hey, if you want to learn this topic or get good at this thing, this is what you should be doing in this order. And if you don't do it in that order, you don't have to. You can pick and choose whichever part of the course interests you. That's always what I tell you. It's like, hey, ultimately, with prioritization, you need to decide because you need to practice being your own boss, which means, well, George says this, but I'm going to do this other thing instead. That's fine if you truly believe that's right for you. But first of all, if you don't know what to do, if you haven't taken the biz plan course, that's probably a good way of going. Secondly, if you say, well, I know what to do, which is to offer something, but I don't know what to offer, meaning I know I need to sell something, I need to sell like product or service, but I don't know what to offer. Well, then I encourage you to take my market discovery course. As of this recording, I'm just starting to reteach it again, fresh. It used to be called CORE, Clear Offer, Resonant Engagement. And I'm like reteaching the whole process again, except more streamlined and more detail. So the market discovery course is essentially the first few steps, the first couple of steps of CORE. And then I have another course coming up that's like the next couple steps. So I'm going to be more detailed and more, hopefully more fun and hopefully more streamlined and hopefully more community oriented regarding the steps of figuring out. Some people say, well, figure out your niche. I don't believe in that. I really don't. I think niching yourself, in my opinion, is a bad idea. I think niching yourself is a bad idea because who are you to know what you're supposed to do with the rest of your life? Come on, right? Like, you are way bigger than any niche. Like, you can niche on values because that's going to be the rest of your life. Probably you incarnated to learn certain values, I believe. And you might still need to discover what that is. But you can niche based on your personality if it's relatively stable for the rest of your life. Probably not. You can niche based on your name. Great. But don't niche based on this. I niche based on offers. You can have 10 different niches, but just focus on one at a time. And that's the secret of having a successful business, in my opinion, authentic business. It's like you test one niche at a time with a very specific offer. You could say, hey, I serve women from 45 to 47 right now, this month, with this particular offer, helping them with their right leg, doing this particular spiritual exercise on their right leg. Only if you're women 45 to 47. So I'm focusing on this month. Next month, focusing on men between 22 and 24, focused on their resume. Following month, I teach knitting. And I'm going to try them out. Who knows? Following month, I do dog training. Hey, judge me all you want, but I'm going to see which one really goes viral, which one does really well. Oh my God, the knitting and serving the women 45 to 47 did really well. Cool. I'm going to keep offering those two things. Following month, I do tech consulting to corporations. Cool. Let's see how that works. Now, maybe not once a month you're doing that dramatic. See, I'm always joking around this whole niching thing because no one's going to be like that. No one's going to literally go in all kinds of directions. You're probably like, well, I'm generally interested in yoga, so I'm going to probably rest my life, honestly. And so I'm just going to focus on this part of yoga and that part of yoga and this particular segment and that particular segment and maybe something adjacent to yoga, but I'm interested in wellness, basically. All right. And that fascinates me to no end, focusing on that for the rest of my life. Probably it's reasonable guess. Fine. Do knitting for a while, do whatever, you know what I mean? But like you have to do market discovery. Like if you don't allow yourself, like, yeah, this has turned into a niching talk, right? But long story, let me stop here and say, niching yourself ossifies you and presupposes your calling way too early. If you're not yet 95, you're not ready to discover your calling yet or determine the rest of your life what your calling is yet. If you're younger than 95, don't niche yourself, okay? Anyone younger than 95 here? Raise your hand. Maybe some of you are older than 95 and wonderful. Congratulations. Maybe now you can niche. But anyway, so market discovery, you don't know what to offer. It's like, hey, I could offer a bunch of things. There's nothing that I'm really solid about offering yet. Like nothing's really taking off. Nothing I'm offering is like people go, oh my God, let me buy, hot selling like hotcakes. Let me buy this thing. This thing's so great. If nothing is taking off, you have to come back to market discovery. I come back to market discovery every quarter. Honestly, I mean, I have some things that are selling pretty good, but it's like, I often sell things that don't sell very well. And I'm like, okay, go back to market discovery. I still sell some of the things that sold well, but that's a separate story. Okay, market discovery, it's for the beginner. It's for the advanced. It's for everybody, in my opinion, because I have a hammer, so everything's a nail, obviously. So market discovery is my hammer. Everything's a nail. So do market discovery. You're not sure what to offer and or if it's not selling well, okay? Market discovery. So that's what you should prioritize. If you know what to sell, but you just need the motivation and the guidance to go out there and do the outreach, like actually present what it is to more people, then do authentic outreach. That's my other course about selling. Authentic outreach will get you a plan structured to say, all right, I'm going to be announcing this as in a structured way. I know this thing is going to sell pretty well if enough people know about it, just not enough people know about it. So I got to do authentic outreach. That's what you should do. Okay. If you don't have authentic outreach, you don't have enough credits to buy it or whatever, credits, ABC members, or currency to buy it, whatever. You can go to the simple authentic money making course. That's kind of a light version of authentic outreach, honestly. Simple authentic money making. And for ABC members, you all already have that as one of the foundational courses. So you can just go ahead and do that one. If you know what to offer, but you don't need clients for a while, like 6 to 12 months, okay, then I recommend the net caring course. 6 to 12 months, I don't need clients for now, but I know I'm going to need it maybe within a year. I'll start to need clients again. Net caring is good to focus on because it gets you reconnected with your colleagues, with your past clients, in a way that's caring and thoughtful. And it brings some more life, honestly, to this idea of outreach again and connection. And by doing that, you're doing something that most people don't do, which is connecting with people. Most people are so isolated, to be honest, these days, particularly solopreneurs, so isolated, or if they like post content, it's like one to many, and they might respond to some comments, but they're not really connecting in a personal way. So net carrying helps you to do that, which helps you get clients in the long term. Okay. And if you say, George, I don't actually need to figure out what to offer. I don't need to sell anything. I'm really looking long term here, and I would like to build a really solid foundation for years to come. Then I have a simple, and then simple. It's joyful productivity and authentic content flow. Joyful productivity and authentic content flow. Joyful productivity gets you a system of your daily structure. What is your daily structure? How do you balance your work, rest, play? How do you work with joy? Just to have your precious life not be slipping away, especially if you don't need something, if you don't need to get clients soon. It's so easy to just like, oh, I don't know what to do. I'm just going to play with my business, which is fine. But it's like joyful productivity. Let yourself get into an optimized and joyful structure with how you spend your day. Don't let your life slip away. Okay. And part of your structure probably ought to be creating authentic content on a consistent basis, because that sets you up for an audience for the long term, which allows you then to do everything we've just talked about: market discovery, authentic outreach, net carrying, on and on and on and on. So I hope this is helpful. You might need to maybe watch this video again on 2x speed. And here's the exercise for you. If you'd like to comment below, you're welcome to, or just write on your own. What are you prioritizing in your business at this time? You can give me one thing, or you can give me several things. And here's one, whether you give me one or like three things you're prioritizing in your business at this time, I also ask you to justify it. Okay. Again, you can comment below so that I can see it, or you can do it on your own. That's fine. But what are you focusing on your business at this time? One to three things. And justify why is it an important priority for you at this time? Okay. And if you want to say, George, I'm taking I'm currently taking XYZ course. That's great. But tell me, what about that course are you focused on prior? Are you doing at this time? Like, if you're doing the biz plan course, are you focused on creating your 12-month plan? Right. If you're taking the authentic outreach course, are you right now working on what your three, what your enrollment circles are? Which people fit into which circles? So, like, give me a little bit of specifics. What are you focused on as a priority at this time, and why? So I look forward to seeing your comments below. And I wasn't recording any of it, was I? Oh, I am recording. Okay. Am I recording?
Wow.
Those of you who are watching the recording is laughing, because apparently with the new Zoom, the fact that something is recording isn't where it used to be. It's now higher up on the top right. So yes, I can see I'm recording. Here we go. I'm glad I'm testing this right now. Okay. All right. Well, I look forward to seeing your comments below, or in any questions you have below is great as well. Thanks.